From KQED News, I'm Rachel Miro, inviting you on a local food adventure, the third in a four-part series exploring food and community in the Bay Area. About 2,500 people are expected to show up at the Oakland Coliseum ahead of the A's game against the Mariners this Saturday for the second annual Bay Area Barbecue Championship. The charity fundraiser for foster kids will feature a pro cook-off, another for gung-ho amateurs, and a third category called People's Choice. Big Tom Pierce of Allied Storage Containers in Oakland is fielding a team called Candy on a Bone.
There's cash and there's trophies, but the biggest prize is the bragging rights. Yeah, we'll walk around for a year knowing that you're the champion of the Bay Area or the king of the county, whatever the case may be.
This year, there's a competition within the competition between two Oakland firehouses, but don't go making too much of it now.
Well, we're all on the same team. You got to understand that. We're all on the same team.
That's Lieutenant James P. Troy, or JP, out of Oakland Fire Station 12 in Chinatown. Troy and his cohort, the Dragon Slayers, have reason to be a little bit cocky, at least judging from the reactions of people tasting the barbecue chicken they plan to enter at a recent practice session.
Wow, that's really good.
The chicken's just so tender.
So we decided to go see where the magic happens and how ahead of game day this weekend. The radio is always on at a fire station. Even if it means leaving dinner steaming on the kitchen table, the four people on duty drop everything when something happens in their neighborhood. The kitchen at Station 12 is a modest affair. Battered woks, Costco-sized spice containers, a blender that's audibly on its last legs. But along one wall sits the station's pride and joy, a stainless steel Wolf range. Again, Lieutenant Troy.
Six burners, grill, two big ovens, probably the biggest thing that we have in the firehouse aside from the fire engine.
Everybody cooks here, but there is a top chef, Zach Frazier. Who else on the team can comfortably shop in Cantonese?
12 years, every third day, I come say good morning. Josan.
Good morning,
At Yen Hop on Webster, we pick up black sesame seed, sesame oil, and hot mustard powder.
Thank you.
Okay, doje, doje. Dogin.
Dogin.
We're off to our next stop,
which is T&S Market for the chicken, where he discusses the big order to come.
No beef?
No beef. Too expensive. Too expensive. I can't afford it. I have to cook for 1,000 people.
Oh, 1,000 people?
Yeah, so I'm going to need, you know, probably 100, 150 pounds gaibeo.
Maybe 150?
Yeah.
No problem.
July 6th.
You want to skin off? Skin off.
Skin off.
Oh, no problem. Okay,
and off we go, back to the station. But no sooner do we get back.
Ready to go on a run here?
We have a run?
Yeah.
Okay. Chicken goes in the fridge, and we go on a run.
When the call comes, it's everyone onto the truck.
Somebody was assaulted at McDonald's, and the suspect ran off.
A half hour later, we're back in the kitchen. And everybody's chopping onion and grating garlic at Frazier's direction.
A little rice. A little sriracha.
The end result, marinated chicken seared on the grill, topped with black sesame seeds in a sweet sour sauce. In the sauce, aside from sriracha, five spice powder, ketchup, vinegar, ginger, garlic, onions, hoisin, and fresh plums.
That's, you know, that's the trick I'm shooting for, is that you'll know it's barbecue sauce, but it's from Chinatown.
He'll serve it up with a side of coleslaw. Of course, barbecue's natural side dish is bravado, but you don't find much bravado at Station 12. These guys see a lot of gnarly stuff on a regular basis, and they all carry themselves with an almost military kind of reticence.
I think if guys do see psychologists, they don't talk about it.
Lieutenant Nathan Rubo explains that while firefighters fight fires, the vast majority of the calls they get are for medical support.
A lot of stabbings, a lot of shootings, a lot of people fighting, a lot of assaults. you know, traumatic injuries, that kind of thing.
Engineer Noe Rosales adds the family at home only wants to hear so much about work.
Pretty much this is our second family, because we spend one third of our lives here. And that's a way we can air out everything we see. Being together is a great way to bond.
Cooking together cements the bonds between them. Knowing Saturday's barbecue is for a good cause, local foster kids, is simply sauce on top of the marinade. We've got Fraser's recipe. Look for the link online at kqednews.org. For KQED News, I'm Rachel Miro.